All right, so you know how it goes in the crypto space, right? You think you're starting to get things figured out, and bam, something totally unexpected comes out of left field. And this week, it's a doozy. We might be seeing the U.S. government getting seriously involved in the crypto world with some major legislation.
Oh, yeah, big time. This potential crypto bill everyone's talking about, the talk of the town for sure. The thing that's really got everyone buzzing, though, is the idea of a U.S. Bitcoin bond.
U.S. Bitcoin bond. Imagine that. We could be on the verge of a truly historic shift.
For sure, a real watershed moment.
I mean, a government-backed instrument that opens the door for those massive institutions, the pension funds, the hedge funds, all those Wall Street giants to pour their money into Bitcoin. We're talking the potential influx of like billions of dollars.
Billions with a B. It's mind-boggling.
It really is. But here's the thing that I keep coming back to. What does this mean for the very soul of Bitcoin? The whole idea of decentralization. Could this flood of traditional finance actually end up undermining that core principle?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, that's the crux of it all.
It really is. And that's exactly what we're digging into today. We're calling this one a deep dive for a reason. We've got some fascinating material from Bitcoin Platinum University. They've laid out some really thought-provoking arguments about the potential benefits and the very real risks that could come with this kind of development.
Yeah, they really hit the nail on the head with this one. A lot to unpack here.
Absolutely. So let's start with the good stuff, right? Let's get everyone excited before we dive into the potential pitfalls, this U.S. Bitcoin bond. If we just focus on the positive, what could it actually do for the Bitcoin ecosystem? I mean, the source we're looking at really hammers home the idea of a huge influx of capital. How big of an impact could that really have?
Okay, think of it this way. Right now, if a traditional institution like a big bank or investment firm wants to get involved with Bitcoin, it's a real headache. Regulations everywhere, custody issues on those crypto exchanges, it's just messy.
Right, lots of hoops to jump through.
Exactly. But a U.S. Bitcoin bond, that changes everything. It creates a familiar, regulated asset, a bond tied directly to Bitcoin's performance.
Oh, I see. So it's like a bridge between those two worlds.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. These institutions are sitting on mountains of cash, like unimaginable amounts of money. Even if they only put a tiny fraction of their portfolio into a Bitcoin bond, we're still talking billions upon billions flowing into the market.
It's almost hard to grasp, isn't it? Billions of dollars. And the interesting thing is, the piece suggests that this kind of investment could actually make the market more stable. How does that work?
Well, think about the players here. These pension funds, for example. They're not interested in quick flips and risky bets. They're playing the long game, steady, long-term growth. That's their mantra.
They're not day trading on their phones, that's for sure.
No, not at all. They buy and hold, and they've got those fancy risk management strategies to keep things in check. So their presence could actually help smooth out those wild price swings we've seen in the past.
Those crazy pumps and dumps that give Bitcoin a bad rap sometimes.
Precisely. Those are often driven by, the emotions of everyday investors and the more speculative traders. But with these institutional giants in the mix, things could calm down considerably.
And a calmer, more stable Bitcoin could attract even more investors who have been hesitant until now.
Exactly. It's like a domino effect. More stability leads to more confidence, which leads to more investment.
It almost feels like a sort of validation for crypto as a whole. The article even uses the phrase greater legitimacy for crypto. There's something about a government-backed bond that feels, well, official. It's not just some fringe asset anymore.
It's a legitimizing force. You hit the nail on the head there. For a lot of folks, institutions and individuals alike, crypto still feels a bit like the Wild West. It's unregulated, unpredictable, a bit scary for some. But a government-backed instrument, well, that's different. It's familiar, it's regulated. It signals that the government is taking this seriously.
It takes away a lot of the perceived risk, right? It suddenly feels less like gambling and more like investing.
Exactly. And it's not just about the money itself either.
Oh, right. I was just getting to that. The article mentions a potential boost to crypto infrastructure. What exactly does that mean? How would that play out?
Okay, follow me on this one. Imagine you're a big institution and you're holding Bitcoin through these bonds. Suddenly, you need more sophisticated tools to manage those assets.
Right. They can't just be using some basic crypto wallet.
Exactly. They need things like ultra-secure custody solutions that meet all those stringent regulatory requirements. They need fancy trading platforms designed for handling huge volumes. They might even need specific blockchain applications tailored to their unique needs.
So their involvement could actually drive innovation in the whole crypto space.
Absolutely. The demand for these institutional grade services would be huge. And then think about the average user. If Bitcoin is becoming more mainstream thanks to these bonds, there's going to be a push for simpler, more user-friendly interfaces too. You know, stuff that even your grandma can understand.
So we're looking at more investment, more stability, more legitimacy, and a more robust infrastructure. It all sounds too good to be true. But of course, there's a catch, right? And that brings us to the central issue that this whole discussion hinges on: decentralization.
Ah, decentralization, the heart and soul of Bitcoin.
Right. It's the foundation upon which this whole thing was built. Can you just give our listeners a quick reminder of why that principle is so crucial?
Sure. At its core, Bitcoin was designed as a radical alternative to the traditional financial system. It's a system where people can transact directly with each other, no banks, no governments, no middlemen needed. And that's what decentralization gives you.
That peer-to-peer magic.
Exactly. It gives individuals financial sovereignty. It means you have control over your own money. You're not at the mercy of some central authority that could freeze your account, seize your assets, or manipulate the system for their own gain. It's about spreading the power around, not keeping it in the hands of a few.
And that's where the idea of a government-backed Bitcoin bond starts to feel a little, well, contradictory.
Oh, yeah. A bit of a head-scratcher. It's like mixing oil and water.
Right. And the source we're looking at asks the very important question: but will Bitcoin stay decentralized? What are the biggest worries when you bring a government entity into the Bitcoin world like this?
Well, the first thing that pops up is, of course, increased government oversight. I mean, it's inevitable, right? For these bonds to play by the rules of the traditional financial system, they're going to have those strict KYC requirements.
KYC, for those who aren't familiar, is...
Know your customer. Basically, it means verifying the identity of anyone involved in a financial transaction. Standard practice in the traditional world, but it goes against the grain of Bitcoin's pseudonymity, which a lot of people in the crypto community really value.
Right, that idea of having a degree of privacy and anonymity in your financial dealings.
Exactly. And then there's the whole issue of tracking and monitoring. If the government can easily trace the flow of Bitcoin within these bond structures, well, that fundamentally changes the privacy landscape.
So that very aspect of Bitcoin that offers a level of freedom and independence that could be significantly curtailed for anyone using these bonds.
Unfortunately, yes. You trade a bit of freedom for that stamp of approval and access. The article also highlights another critical concern, which is the risk of market manipulation. I mean, just imagine the sheer volume of Bitcoin that could be tied up in these bonds.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. It's like giving a small group of players an outsized influence on the market.
Right. If a handful of massive institutions end up holding a significant chunk of the total Bitcoin supply, their trading decisions could move the market. I mean, really move it.
So if one of those big funds decides to sell a huge chunk of their bond holdings, it could trigger a massive sell-off.
Absolutely. And that wouldn't just affect those who are holding the bonds. It would impact the entire Bitcoin ecosystem.
It would create these artificial price swings that wouldn't be driven by the natural forces of the market.
Exactly. It could distort the whole price discovery process that's supposed to be driven by the collective actions of everyone in the network.
And that brings us to the ultimate question about decentralization, the one that keeps me up at night. Could the U.S. Bitcoin bond actually lead to, well, more centralization of control?
That's the big one, isn't it? The elephant in the room. I mean, think about it. If a huge chunk of Bitcoin ends up being held within these regulated bond structures, and those entities managing the bonds become the key players.
The gatekeepers, almost.
Right. Then the practical control over Bitcoin, even if the technology itself remains decentralized, could become more concentrated. They'd have so much voting power, so much influence. They could sway decisions about future upgrades to the protocol, put pressure on miners.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope.
It calls into question the whole vision of a truly peer-to-peer trustless system. The very thing that made Bitcoin revolutionary in the first place.
Precisely. You start to wonder if it's even Bitcoin anymore or if it's morphed into something entirely different.
So it's this real tug of war. On the one hand, you've got the promise of tons of new investment, mainstream acceptance, a more developed infrastructure.
All very tempting, for sure.
On the other hand, you've got the very real threat of undermining those core principles that made Bitcoin so attractive to begin with. Decentralization, financial freedom, individual control.
The things that drew a lot of us to this space in the first place, the things that gave us hope for a different kind of financial system.
The Bitcoin Platinum University piece really frames it as a delicate balancing act. It's like walking a tightrope. How do we even begin to weigh these competing forces? What should we be prioritizing?
You know, if we take a step back and look at the grand scheme of things, this whole debate is really about trying to integrate a revolutionary technology like Bitcoin into the existing systems. And those systems are designed for control, for centralization. The temptation to go down that path of mainstream adoption is very strong.
It's like the siren song of Wall Street, promising riches and acceptance.
But we have to remember why Bitcoin was created in the first place. Its value comes from its decentralized nature. If we dilute that, if we compromise that, well, are we really winning?
That's the core question that I want to leave our listeners with today. The article doesn't explicitly say it, but it's the question that hangs over this entire discussion. Will the introduction of a U.S. Bitcoin bond usher in a new era of mass adoption, a true financial revolution? Or will it end up pushing Bitcoin down a path towards centralization, even if it's dressed up in fancy blockchain technology? It's a crossroads, and the choice we make as a community will have huge implications for the future.
It really makes you ponder what financial revolution even means, you know? Is it just about bringing more people into the existing system using new tools? Or is it about fundamentally changing the power dynamics, giving individuals more control over their own financial destinies? How you answer that question probably shapes how you view this whole U.S. Bitcoin bond situation.
So, as always, we've covered a lot of ground today. We explored the potential upsides, a potential tidal wave of institutional money, a boost in credibility for the crypto world, the possibility of a more developed infrastructure. But we also didn't shy away from the potential downsides, more government oversight, the risks of market manipulation by those big institutional players, and the very real concern that Bitcoin could lose its decentralized soul.
It's a mixed bag, that's for sure. Exciting possibilities alongside some serious risks.
It's a crucial moment for Bitcoin. As regulations tighten and those Wall Street giants start circling, we need to carefully consider what we're willing to sacrifice in the name of progress. Will we hold on to the core principles that made Bitcoin so groundbreaking? Or will we compromise in the pursuit of mainstream acceptance? It's a question that each of us needs to grapple with. The future of Bitcoin might just depend on it.
It really is a turning point. The choices we make today will echo for years to come.
As always, we want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep those brains buzzing, and we'll see you next time.